This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
The administrator of the church I served in Atlanta was named Bob. Bob was a retired corporate executive, and he was the church administrator. He came into my office one day and he said, "Randy, you know my daughter and son-in-law live in Buffalo, New York." And yeah, I've met them. I have a little son named Robert. He said, "Right before you came," he said, "you know this too, that my wife Clara died." Bob lost his wife right before we moved there, within weeks of our moving there. And he said, "Little Robert, who's 5 or 6 years old, when it happened, the parents made a call that is there to make as a parent. They said, we decided we're not going to let Robert go to Grandma's funeral. He's 5 or 6. He's right on the edge. We just think it might be too much for him." So they didn't let their son, Robert, go to the funeral. And Bob said, "Randy, you won't believe this, but they can't go anywhere without a panic attack, without an anxiety attack. There'll be a Kroger, and he'll just fall on the floor screaming, 'I miss Grandma.' At school, he has panic episodes. At school, the counselors at school don't know what to do." He said, "Do you have any ideas?" And I said, "Yeah, I do." And I said, "I'm only going to do it if you agree to it." And both Mom and Dad, not one or the other, but both of them agreed to do it. I said, "The next time Robert comes to Atlanta from Buffalo, I want to meet you and Robert at the cemetery. And we're going to walk out to the grave of Clara, and I'm going to conduct a funeral for Clara, a whole funeral, like I would do if there were 100 people there, 200 people there. And we're going to have a service for Robert." I said, "Now, you get parents' permission. I'm not going to do it unless they both sign off on it." And they did. And they said, "You know, we've tried everything." We met at the cemetery. Bob said, "I'm going to just stand back here at the car. You and Robert walk out 100 feet to the grave." We did. And with this little 5-year-old boy standing next to me, I read from the Word of God, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." And we talked about his grandmother. And then I did at the funeral for Robert what I do for everybody. I said, "Now, Lord, we commit everything we know and remember and love about Clara to everything we know about you." And here's the remarkable thing. 2 or 3 months later, I said, "Bob, how's he doing?" No more episodes. No more panic attacks. No more nightmares at 3 in the morning. It's all gone. A year later, "How's he doing?" "He's doing great. Now he's in high school." And I thought, isn't that interesting? Just being prompted to do something that I thought was strange turned out to be the thing he needed the most. What could the Lord be prompting somebody in this room to do for somebody you know? You know what it is. It may involve the 4 things that I told you about earlier, restoring a relationship. It may have to do with going back to a Bible study that you started and you quit. It may have to do being calling a friend who needs encouragement. I mean, the list goes on. You know what it is. Being a servant, get this, is a choice. It's a decision. You decide to be a servant. Everything is a decision in life. You decide to love. You decide to hate. You decide to be a blessing. You decide to be a curse for people. You decide to make people miserable or make them happy. You choose. And isn't it interesting that this passage in Philippians, Jesus, the Son of the living God, humbled himself, took on the nature and the form of a servant, and he humbled himself to the point of the cross. That's the model. That's the model for you and for me.
Well, if you'd like to hear this message again, look at our website, crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.